Hey, we stopped by the Merck Animal Health booth and visit with the veterinarian, Dr. Timothy Parks. Hello, Tim.
How are you today?
Now, I assume veterinarian,
right? Yep, veterinarian here in Kansas.
You're not going to, you know, diagnose my cold or anything?
No, and not make nutrition recommendations either. So we'll
okay, good. Let's talk about, you have a new product that's going to make cows keep them from getting a cold or getting sick.
Well, we have a new product called Banamine Transdermal. It's a pretty novel product because it's a topical application of a chemical that's been around for a long time, flunixin megalamine.
So no more syringes or?
Well, no more syringes with this one. Merck's really been concentrating on innovation. Animal well-being is a big topic in the industry today, and this is just kind of our focus on that. Banamine, flunixin megalamine, is a product that's been used a lot in the cattle industry, used to reduce fever in cattle. But the other thing about this product is it's the first product that the FDA has given a pain claim on, very specific for foot rot. But it is the first product that the FDA has ever approved in food-producing animals with a pain label.
Okay. So how is it applied? It's not like the nasal swab that we started doing. This is topical right where it belongs, huh?
Yeah, this is a topical application. It's a red compound that's in a squeeze-up bottle like a lot of your pour-on applications are. It's got a metered dose chamber, so we can be very specific with it. And it doses at 3 cc's per 100 pounds. Pour it right down the back. It also has an enhancer in it that really kind of opens up some channels, allows this product to be absorbed into the bloodstream. So we see absorption very rapidly through the skin and getting into the blood and then to the areas of inflammation where we need it.
If a producer's got some docile bovines, he could walk through the herd and just apply it.
Yeah, we see it used a lot for it's labeled for fever reduction associated with bovine respiratory disease, but also with pain associated with foot rot. So it is very specific in the label, but just very, we're able to get away from the syringe, and it's also going to help us with some of the residue issues that we can see behind some of these products, because flunixin megalamine, the injectable by itself, is labeled to be given intravenous. If we get away from that and end up in the sub-Q spot or in the muscle, it really increases the amount of time that it takes to clear that drug. So hopefully it helps with some residue issues as well as just the ease of application.
Livestock producers are great stewards of the animals that they are raising, and the consumer needs to know more about that. But this is a product, not only is a cure, but it's a pain reducer also?
Yeah, it's pain reducer, again, very specific for foot rot. Part of the application process for approval of the product relates with the FDA of being able to give them an objective measure. Something that we were able to do because we're able to create a foot rot lesion very effectively. We're able to walk them across a pressure mat, kind of like a big Dr. Scholl's machine, and figure out how much pressure they're putting down, how much pressure, but also how much contact area. So if we create a lesion, a foot rot type scenario in a foot, see how much weight they're putting down when it's infected, treat them and run them back through and see what the effect of that product is. We can greatly reduce the lameness score, but also increase the amount of weight that they're putting down on that foot. So again, very, very specific on the label for foot rot pain at this time.
Okay, so should producers ask their vet for Banamine? Is this something that the vet needs to do or producers can
this
do?
This is a prescription product, so you work with your veterinarian and they can help you with the application, the type, the class of cattle that we can use it in, and where the product can benefit them.
The Veterinary Feed Directive, can we visit that a little bit? Now that we're, 3 years into it, has the dust settled?
Oh, you know, I think we're seeing the dust settle. At Merck, we're kind of... we don't have any products that are actually covered under the Veterinary Feed Directive. As we meet with our producers and with our veterinarians, I think we're seeing people come together with it. I think we've seen a reduction in the amount of antibiotics that have been fed. It's something that the producer and veterinarian just have to come together with. You know, there's still I haven't seen a lot of changes, to be honest with you. Again, we in our area, we try to keep up with the Veterinary Feed Directive to the best of our ability, but with no products being involved there. But as we visit with the producers and veterinarians, you know, there's still some questions around it, but it seems like things are the dust is settling a little bit on it.
Excellent. Well, maybe that means it's working.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. All right.
Dr. Tim Parks, thank you very much for the visit from Merck Animal Health, Banamine. Ask about it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.